Okay, so here we go again. Welcome to reallibertymedia.com. This is rlmradio.xyz. And so I missed hitting record for the first half hour, doing so many things. But it's fun. What has happened here? Come here now. My computer is frozen. But today is feedback episode 9, Range Wars. So this kind of subtitle, it's freedom, not force. And I quoted that from Ammon Bundy. All right. I guess I'm connected there again. This is kind of frustrating, and especially when I complicate it. Oh, thank you, Frumpy. Well, let me just ask if I'm coming through now. Okay. Well, I hate I didn't push record a while ago. Oh, well. Thank you, Grams. Okay. Thank you. Doggone it. I almost feel like I need to recover this. And I'm going to. So. Oh, snap. This is terrible. My page did not recover. Come back here. I'm going to recover it. We're going to recover this. Sorry. Oh, no. It gets frustrating when you mess up. And silly me, I moved my mic. I hope I've not destroyed my sound again. This will be one for the Flash would call the train wreck series. I have no idea where I'm at. I'm completely lost now. Oh, boy. I feel awful. Doggone it. So, well, we've covered all that. I do want to make sure that this information from Deb Jordan is covered. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to Michelle Fiore's page. And I'm going to go through that again because I want it recorded. And Gary Long likes UCY.TV's link and also shared the post. Okay, here's Michelle's page coming up. I'm going to go back down. And so she posted 13 hours ago, "Don't waste your oxygen, son." That's a Lavoie Finicum quote. And may he rest in peace indeed. Today was the yesterday, I guess, was first victory. Thank you, Oregon, Michelle says. So, and there's some pictures with Michelle talking to Ammon Bundy. Looks like they'd gone out to eat, and there's a rally where they spoke. I recorded Michelle on my YouTube channel. You can find that What Matters V Easley the Second, which is Roman numeral 2, or just search Vincent Easley on YouTube, and you'll find me, sure enough. And you'll have to scroll way down there to get to them videos that I've filmed out there, the good folks that showed up to Bunkerville to stand with Clive and Bundy, to stand in the gap despite their fear. There was a lot of us come along out there. And so I think it's important that I share this again, and let me do it in a quick, orderly fashion. This comes from the PeteSantilliShow.com. No fair trial for Clive and Bundy. Prospective jury pool contaminated after Democrats send 7,000 reasons to connect him to Las Vegas cop killers. So we'll do this quick. Deb Jordan reports that Chris Rasmussen, attorney for jailed journalist Peter Santilli, has joined the Nevada public defender's motion to compel the court for a change of venue after he received a mailer that was sent to 700,000 households across the state. And this to do with the United States versus Clive and Bundy et al. Believing that they will not receive a fair trial in Nevada. Okay, so I will, and I did show that, shared that link earlier. You can see this poster. It looks like a wanted poster with the prison bars there, the cells in the background, and Cliven and Bundy as a mugshot, and said that this man's armed standoff led to the deaths of two Las Vegas police officers. They've put a little one in parentheses there. I guess they're trying to have some type of a disclaimer along the way. And he's supported by Congressman Hardy. Evil. Oh, no. Probably not. So there's Michelle Fiore. She's been standing with the Bundys and that cause. But I want to come down here. So I read all that earlier when we were not recording. Doggone it. So I'm going to come down here and skip down to Sheriff of Nye County has deep concerns. Sharon Wehrle, Wehrly, the sheriff in Nye County, says she has received and taken seriously a request for intervention written by her defendants in the case of the United States versus Cliven Bundy et al. And is moving forward with a request to have the prisoners moved to her Nye County facility. So let's hope that will be a start. Anyways, I'll grab it one more time for anybody joining late, and I will put that back over again to the reallibertymedia.com chat room. Maddie, my link to UCY died on me over there, and I'm not going to open it back up. So I didn't get back over there either to let anybody know if I can steal their time away from Will Roberts. The late Will Roberts is broadcasting right now at UCY.TV for Vocal Local. He and Hal Anthony behind the woodshed have used to look at each other's work and make sense. So let's see here. I am in a chat. What's going on over here? Grammy says, I'm going to start from there. Yes, thank you, Grammy. I got back on there. I got froze up there for a minute. Dum 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 dum. So there's some lively comments going on over there. If you got tender ears, you may appreciate the abbreviation then. So where were I? Hard over here. Or as Andy Griffith said, did you hear that? Andy Griffith says, Ro Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? And Romeo said, I'd art over here. There's your poor impersonation. Okay, here is here's from, oh no, wait. This is God, I've got a lot of links open. That's for the 420 report, which I skipped the first hour. If I get through what I'm going to get through, I might get around to it 20 after that next hour. So there I am now. Michelle Fiore. Now I want to go over to Kate Daly. I want to cover that again. Let's see here. And she's going to be doing some radio. She's a talk radio up in St. George, excuse me, St. George, Utah. Pretty fantastic woman there how brave she is at covering some of the stuff she is. You might be surprised when I say Fox News to the other listeners that are otherwise not left or right, but like myself, I think a little more central. So here's Kate. Let me open her up over here and reshare this information from her, what her show today is. And it's going to be at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Wait a minute. Is that coming up? No, hour. So that's 2 o'clock my time, which that's about the time I go off the air. And I want to actually listen to her. And I'll bring links around afterwards. I was almost thinking about streaming it. So anyways, here it is. Today on the show at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, John Perkins, author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman, She says she's pretty sure today's show is going to be amazing. And if you've not ever listened to Kate, I would say you're missing out. So, and then at the second hour, Lisa Bundy is she's going to be joining Kate, the Not Guilty Verdict, and where things stand now. So don't miss tuning in there. And that is at FoxNews1450.com. And I will I'll grab a hold of that. If you're on Freedom's Network, you will have already seen that I posted that over there. And I'll grab a hold of this link for y'all there in chat and bring it on over. And this is the main page at the top. You can see home, listen live, and on air and so forth across the top of the banner there. And you'll probably be seeing this. Well, I know you'll see it before you hear me say it. There it is, FoxNews1450.com. Hey, Road Dog, welcome. Glad you made it over. And so we've let's just go ahead. I'm not normally one that gives the shout outs to the those in chat, but let's do it anyways in honor of Grammar Mary and Grammy Mary. Her rocket chair is pretty fast, and she's on Wednesdays and Fridays. She'll be following up tonight, 6 p.m. Central Time. So hello, Asmo, Barman. He's our mighty bot. There's Beth Grimner, Kate, Trust No One, Atomic Punk, Trust No One, Atomic Punk, Beetle, Chalcedony, Circleline in Denmark. Hey, hey, welcome. One half of the Flash and Circleline crew. There's Chloe a couple times, Flash Droid, my previous co-host for This Is No Time for Rational Thinking, right here on Real Liberty Media. There's Graham. She's at work, and so is Dawn. Java Doctors a couple of times and want a taco, sometimes wants a revolution. Master Brow, Paul Bunyan. There's an RLM Anonymous. Thank you for joining. Rob Work Sock Puppet. There I am, Vin E. Clank. Colfax, etc., Frumpery, Grendel, Judge Dredd, that's our friend that previously occupied a seat next door, and if you know who he is, you do. There's Jehovah One, Kozu, Maddie Clues, welcome on over. Thanks for coming over from next door, buddy. MM Bot, there's Pond Sauce, Road Dog, also joining us from the UCY.TV chat room, Tip Bob and Uda. Who'da thunk it? And is wunderbar, sir. All right, now where were I? There I was over at Fox News 1450. So I'll knock that one off. Maybe I can get some of these tabs closed. So it seems to be unstuckified right now. Oh, you know what? Darest I? Let me open up my bookmarks. Go to SoundCloud. I'm gonna grab your Kate's SoundCloud. And in case you're not able to listen live, you can come back here. It'll take me a minute here to get it open. The Dally Show. The Kate Daly Show, SoundCloud. And it ought to be right up here, real easy for me to find. And also over there, I've got Law is War with Mike Arnold. And here's one I enjoyed that was did pretty fair on covering, of course, prejudicially covering some of the the events that happened up there in Oregon, OPB for Oregon Public Broadcasting. This land is our land. I've got the Bridge with Kira. There's in there. Come on, let me find Kate. I thought I'd see it just by clicking right there and it'd be up. So I guess I haven't listened to and reshared one of Kate's shows in a week or two. So let's just see how far do I got to go to get there. Because I was listening to all this other stuff here. I got Behind the Woodshed, the OPB, Jury Selection, Does Not Exist, Strategy and Tactics. That's from Mike Arnold, Law is War. Or Law is War, Mike Arnold, actually. More, some feedback from my The Bridge with Kira. And now I'm buffering. So I'll get there in probably a little bit. There's Grammy's Rocket Chair. And more Grammys, more The Bridge, The Dork Table. Well, okay. Maybe I'll just do a search. Might be a lot easier, quicker then. If I maybe if I had nothing to start with. I'm just going to type Kate. There it is, The Kate Show. Okay, that's easy, wasn't it? And that's a user number, so it's called the Kate Show on SoundCloud. User 201-995-189. Copy. Copy. Back to chat. And let me give you that. Now, if I recall, probably that I don't think I was recording when I played Mike Arnold through. And I think I want to do that also. It's a minute long. It's off his Facebook page. I'm killing it. I'm killing it. I think that's a good thing. Maddie tells me. Da-dum-dum. Wait, what did Grammy say? No, don't do it. No matter how much you want of any, don't touch them. Too late. Too late. Okay. So, let me do this one more time. This is Mike Arnold says the federal government's attack on Marcus Mumford is historic. Where is the outrage by the defense bar and the left? Indeed. So, you know, a lot of us regular listeners here, you know, have some kind of question as to how much this bar association has influenced so-called just us, or I mean the justice system. I think it is just us or just them.
I think it was about 2 days after the protest, here it is. After the arrest, that we were on the courthouse steps quoting Ammon Bundy, reading a press statement where he was saying that it's about freedom, not force. Freedom, not force. And that was in relation to how the government overreacted to a protest by failing to order them off of the refuge and then using force to respond to words and ultimately killing Lavoy Finicum. And then at the end of a not guilty verdict, what does the federal government do? They use force and attack a defense lawyer. Not guilty verdicts happen every day across the country. The story is bigger than the not guilty verdict. It is about the federal government using force and attacking Ammon Bundy's lawyer, Marcus Mumford. And that should be shocking to all Americans. This must stop.
And exhale. So that is Mike Arnold. You know, Mumford, he grew up on a dairy farm, I believe in Idaho. Anyway, he's up yonder anyhow. And Mike Arnold as well, he's a country boy too. I tell you what, they do give some restoration of hope that things could be turned around. We get more people like this. We get more people like John Aldrich, who's a judge here, a man that, although he is in the bar and a lawyer and sits in that seat of decision, he is a just man and he has that sense of justice. Scott Bradley, the local sheriff. Wesley Potts, the chief investigator for Van Buren County. I know these men personally, good men. And so we've got what we got, and that's where we need to start. And you know, they're influenced by this federal authority that is being, you know, is more and more pervasive. Unfortunately, Van Buren County, I think, has been set as an enclave for the feds. And hey, them boys are doing what they think they're supposed to be doing too. So I'm doing what I think I need to be doing, and that is speaking up and making sure that what I consider to be what matters worldwide, that it is it's being shared, and I don't know how to shut up. You should see some of the looks I get from some folks. But honestly, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm trying to offend. Get you to knock you off just a little bit of your hard stand on your ideology, and perhaps you might be able to see something just a little bit differently. Fire in the hole. And so that was Mike. Where do I want to go now? I think I'm gonna grab a break here, and I'll pause the. I think I'm gonna pause it. So we didn't hear the intro, and I'm gonna pause the recording and play this through the radio here. And it's Cody Jinks, Hippies and Cowboys. So there might be something there that is applicable to how we do live our life. I'm pausing, and I'll be right back. Okay, so there we go. We're back. And let me kill this player. So I said that wrong.
I thought I was playing Cowboys and Hippies, but that was Cast No Stones by Cody Jinks, which has a lot of application as well. And thank you, Real Liberty Media, retweeted Freedom Not Choice, Ammon Bundy. And this is Vince Easley, Vinny, Vincent Easley. Oh, so many ways to say my name. And also, you know, I'd like to bring to attention here. I get a lot of my Twitter account, I guess, gets a lot of activity for the retweets from Double Crossed Radio, previously on UCY.TV, still available, a UCY.TV user in the playlist there. And Chuck and Drew, hey, we miss you guys. So there was one, I'd have to scroll down. I'm kind of off topic now, but I thought it was pretty funny. Some of the response I got out of all of that. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm gonna run off down the wrong rabbit hole here, I'm afraid. So let me get back over here, further down here on Kate's page on Facebook. This is from Sarah Redbuck, and as an update, Marcus Mumford has been released from custody. Now, you heard Mike Arnold talking about that, where he was tased, he was knocked down. Now, what happened was they read the verdict, and you know what? They didn't even let the I hope I don't mess this mic up. I'm gonna move it. I hope that's better. They didn't even let the jury in there when they read the verdict, so. What Marcus did was, he says, well, I might be not quite quoting him correctly, but basically the gist was, is let them boys go. And he kind of, you insisted on seeing some paperwork, you know, saying that they've got any reason to hold him further. Well, the courtroom was cleared, and in come the marshals. And they surrounded him, took him to the ground, and tased him. He was charged, arrested. So 17 hours ago, it says here that he was released. And again, from Sarah Redbuck, breaking, Ammon's attorney, Marcus Mumford, has been arrested by the U.S. Marshals. His charges are resisting arrest. He had his hands out. That's what he said. Yeah, I want to find that and probably play that. Marcus himself talking about his ordeal. So share everywhere. This needs to be heard around the world. All he did was ask the judge for proof or documents that Ammon still needed to be detained. The judge even told the U.S. Marshals to back away from Mumford, and the U.S. Marshals ignored the judge and tased and jumped on top of Mumford. David Fry, not guilty. Free man was beat up by the marshals, forced into chains and handcuffed, and escorted out of the courtroom. He did absolutely nothing to deserve it, according to Ammon. The jury was not allowed in the room when the verdict was read, so they were not witnesses to any of it. Americans should be outraged right now. Thank you. And thanks for sharing that, Kate. And here is the link. Is what I'm going to have to do is kind of trick this a little bit because I'm on two machines. I'll go back over and grab that on out of my history over there just as soon as it loads here. And I'll make it a whole lot easier. It's a minute 56 from the Oregonian. That ought to be enough there to get me here. Let's just hear that. I won't be able to hear it play, but I can watch it. I did listen to it earlier this morning. So I got up early and found out that the Bundys and those had been acquitted, and you're not going to show up for me, really? I didn't get enough time to get my history. And decided to rebuild my broadcast, and this is why I'm much more distracted than normal. So, dadgummit, it didn't give it to me yet. Marcus Mumford tells what happened in court. I might have to do a search to get it, but let me try my go back to my history one more time. There it is. Good, good, good. All right, it's a minute 57. Let's listen to Marcus.
You're free to go, but the marshals might have something to say about it. So I said, well, if the marshals have something to say about it, let's see what orders they have. Let's see what papers they have that give them authority to take him into custody again. Otherwise, Mr. Bundy's a free man.
And those marshals eventually moved in and
yeah,
did what?
Yeah, they had surrounded me at that point. And so I just turned to them and I said, guys, show me what papers you have. And the next thing I know, they surrounded me, they took a hold of me, and they were talking about how I was resisting arrest when I was simply, I mean, they just had a hold of me. And then they put me, they were twisting my legs and put me to the ground, and then they tased me.
How are you physically?
How was I physically?
How are you physically right now?
Well, I'm not a real good looking guy. You know, I've never been a real.
You know what I mean?
No, but it's under force that they may have put on you.
I mean, hey. I grew up on a dairy farm, so am I used to some rough treatment? Sure. You know,
do you think they acted appropriately?
I think that's Marcus.
No, they didn't.
Tell me why.
Appropriate? All I was asking for was papers. Man, just show me that you have the authority to take. Yeah, to show me that you have the authority to take Mr. Bundy in custody.
If you show you that authority, so how is he still in custody?
Well, because they don't have any. I mean, who else? Who's going to hold them to account?
If the people
don't, right?
How many times?
In terms of what was said with the jury,
with when the jury gave that not guilty verdict, what was going through your mind?
Oh, very, very pleased, very.
Oakley dokley. Let me hit cancel on that. Probably want to go. I wish I'd have. Had more time. I just made piles in my mind. I didn't even take any actual physical notes or nothing for today. Instead, it's a big old change up. I wonder if he's talking about me. Huda says, this guy has a family of coons living in his skull. So that may be me. Not sure. But anyways, that is Marcus Mumford. He is a firecracker. Now, he stutters. Which, and he loves to take it to jury trial. Now, this guy, I tell you, like I said, he grew up on a dairy farm. He's, I believe, from Idaho. Look him up, let me not do it. Open up any more tabs on this. Turn it up. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Doggone it. I hope I didn't mess my mic up. Let's do a check here. How's that coming? I'll wait for a moment. I'm going to pause the recording just for a second. Okay, now we're back. And catching up just a little bit here. Let me check this here in chat. Meister Brow said to me, did anybody get that on video? And are cameras permitted? And will they be released to the court? So that we're talking about Marcus Mumford there. Some stuff I'd been reading earlier. And I forget, it was a comment a gal posted in, I can't remember if it was at Michelle's page or Kate's. But anyways, that and some of y'all will recall this, the judges sending texts to the prosecutors and stuff and kind of guiding them and helping them along. I don't know, but this Judge Brown, as far as I'm concerned, is a pretty evil, and I'm not going to, I'll be kind, I'll call her a witch, and that would be very kind. Anyway, so I guess she's had a cell phone, but nobody else has permitted one. The stenographer ought to have been, I don't know if they would have been, you know, transcribing anything said at that time. I would think that it would have to be, but yeah, I'd like to hope that that was recorded. Okay, so catching up just a little bit here. Did I get stuck? I did get stuck. Dark Norbert. Okay. Maddie says I blasted out so they can hear it in Nevada. And not everyone wants to hear that. That's right. So some people do got their earbuds in. Some folks are listening at lunch. It is the lunch hour now in the mountain time zone. Thanks, Maddie. So let me go ahead and read this again since I wasn't recording it. I said I hadn't took no notes, but I've got a lot of notes. I've got books and books and stuff. Funny story about that, too. But anyways, it wasn't relevant to this broadcast, but I did have some things. Let me just say war is death. War is sin. War is the end, my friend. This one is a bit of a paraplagiarism, and it says that there are no monsters under the bed. There are no monsters in your head. They're the only ones. I messed it up. There's only dadgum you. There are only the ones that's fed. Should I read it again? There's no monsters under the bed. There's no monsters in your head. There's only monsters that are fed. And I still didn't read it right. Okie dokie. Where were I? I can't. Let's see here. Let's just go through some of these tabs I've got running. I believe this one here, I'm certain of it. It came from the Real Liberty Media chat. I believe it was, who posted that? Was it Java? Java Doctor. This is from Real Independent News and Film. Bundy Brothers, five other Malheur Wildlife Refuge occupiers not guilty of conspiracy and firearm charges. So what who said that? Who said that? Was it in chat? Yes. Chloe. Okay, my mind's backing up. If I can paraphrase her, she said earlier this morning that she didn't think taking a gun to a protest was would be civil. I know that's paraphrased. And I wish I would have copied all that. Basically, I said to be able to speak and have a gun, one covers the other. I'm going to say first and second. Kind of funny that they're right up there at top. So seven people involved in the anti-federal government occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge have been found not guilty of conspiring to impede federal workers from doing their jobs, including Ammon and Ryan Bundy. I would encourage you, if you're on Facebook, you know what, I should have grabbed Mike's SoundCloud also. Law is War, as it's called on SoundCloud, Law is War, Mike Arnold. But he also has a website where he's covering that. That's what I want to do. I want to go catch up back to Mike over here. And that way I can get to his webpage and share that with y'all. Mike. I type Mike, and there's Mike Nighthawk Ringley. Freedom Slips Radio. FreedomSlips.com, I'm sorry, Revolution Radio. And Mike Smith, that's Mike Bluehair, filming the Police Portland. Look who comes up. But Mike Arnold's right up top. There's some more if I'd scrolled just to share a little bit. There's Burka Saunders. Shauna Cox. There's some Bundys. I'm just looking at folks there. Hey, Jose, I see you. He's sharing Jill Stein's post. So, and Mike has a book. It's a free audio, too. You can find that. Let's see. 1 hour ago, Mike posted, don't let anyone say that not guilty verdicts were jury nullification. They were not. He says, I explain how that works in this week's episode from a few weeks ago. Yeah, it is there that, and I think I will do him a little justice and go also collect that that link as well. That is episode 3 of Laws War. Jury nullification does not exist, ... in practice. So, did the Bundy jury nullify? No. Jury trials are all about creating a narrative that gives the jury an excuse to come down hard on the government in favor of your client. That starts in the media and continues through the trial. Here's Our Law is War episode on jury nullification. And that's a blog spot, and that will get me both links that I wanted. Which you will be able to find there, the SoundCloud. Pretty sure it's fixing the show. And I'll come drop it back over here into the chat room. Somebody ping me at a couple minutes before 4:20, and we'll interrupt this broadcast with the 4:20 report from the Buzz Beaver. Okay, that is it right there. Law is war. And let me go back to it. Where you at? Right here. Yes. It is OregonLawyer.blogspot.com /2016/09/ jury nullification HTML. And it is playing right there. Let me try to grab a hold of this. How can I get that? Come here. I've already liked it. All right, I think this is going to bring me to the SoundCloud. Yes, it is. So I'm going to kill your blog spot, Mike. And I'll go to the SoundCloud. I'm going to be careful about clicking here. Pushing buttons. I think that'll be my, hey, there you are. Last words I ever utter is, hey, wonder what this button does. There it is. Wonder why I didn't show that I locked it over here. Oh, well, you just sit right there a minute, and I'll be right back. If you'll cooperate with me, button. It's probably going to knock me off here. It's amazing that I'm even able to get out at all with the bandwidth I have, so. It is what it is. You get what you get and don't throw a fit. Come on now. Quit that. There you are. All right. Here we go. Hey, Chloe. I see you. And it's playing in my ears. Please. All right. So there I am back over here. Let's just read these notes. There is no justice system. And I believe you might say there's a justice system for some. You get all the justice you can afford to pay for, most certainly, in most cases. So it's pretty – you know, I did not expect the Bundys to get off. And the other boys up there sure didn't think that the jury, especially in Portland, would come back with a not guilty verdict. You know, there's a lot of – there's a big difference in thinking in different parts of the world. In the cities, it don't matter generally whether you're north or south in this respect that there's a country way of thinking and there's a city way of thinking. And a lot of stalking horses out there. So Mike says there is no justice system. There is only a dispute resolution system. Justice is for the idealist and philosophers. Law is war, he says, and the attorneys and litigants are the combatants. This episode is on jury nullification and how it doesn't usually play out in practice like you would think. Learn a different name, he says, that we call jury. Let me try that again. Learn a different name that we call jury nullification and listen to a real cross-examination and closing argument that probably led to jury nullification. So I dropped you that link there from SoundCloud user 8869509 85, episode 1, jury nullification does not exist in practice, from Mike Arnold. Seems a little quiet over here. It says, be the first to comment on this track. Well, won't do it now. Let me close the tab. And that's Marcus, YouTube open back up. Let me kill that one. Let me have a drink. Okay. What is this one on? I see Justice Courtney. I think this is, yeah. This is for the 420. We still got 6 minutes. Well, I got a lot of tabs open there. I'm gonna backtrack here so I can close some of these. First thing I'm going to do is kill the Twitter. And, oh, okay. So these are some links that I collected up for Lonnie. This is what these are. And I might as well just share them. You might have a look for yourself at the www.thenuclearproctologist.org. That's Dana Dunford. He was guest with Lonnie earlier this morning. So let me close you out, Dana. He's a Canuck, one of them Canadians. Eh? And then we have OperationSaveTheEarth.com. A guest of Lonnie's also called in. Dave, I think his name is. I'm sorry. But anyways, Operation Save the Earth. Oh, I guess I could have copied those for you guys. Eh, look them up. And I'm going to close out this this search of allegorical. Here's the Oregonian. Let's see what this one is as it comes up. I don't want to run out because I want to get to the Dakota Access Pipeline also. So this might actually fit for the part two of Cowboys and Indians that I never got around to. Just don't hardly feel qualified on the part B there of speaking for a native. Yeah, I have experience and lived near and went to school with and ran with as a kid and went to powwows, and I was a wild Indian for sure. But anyways, I'm going to contrast a little bit, and so some people might not like what I have to say with it, but I'm going to go cut through a little bit of this emotional prejudice that we're experiencing here. So anyways, here's the Oregonian. What is this one about? Oh, this was the timeline. It's really prejudicial in its description. It's generic in there. And here I'm just talking bad about emotions here as a perspective, but it's pretty non-emotional and non-friendly. Maybe I just believe that there's a little tinge of prejudice here as well from the Oregonian. They did cover the happenings up there pretty well as far as, you know, advising of the proceedings and all that so forth. So here I am trying to get back to Real Liberty Media on my tab, and it might have kicked me out again. So let's see how this works out for me. I'm just going to grab that. I've got that link copy and pasted, and I'm going to kill that tab. And then we're going to move on to the 420 report if this will come along for me just in time. Wait. Oh, you. There you are. Thank you. 2 minute warning. Uh-oh. Best SoundCloud out there. Oh, yes. Thank you, sir. 2 minute warning. Thank you, Grimner. And there's that one if you care to peruse it. Yes. Don't forget SoundCloud, that on SoundCloud, we've got RLM Radio. That's right. And you can hear me and some other folks there. I guess I don't need to click that since you there in chat are seeing it. owned. Okay, let me catch up just a little bit. Thank you, Grimner. Grimner's great and mighty. He is awesome. Okay, let's get over here and be prepared. Oh, no. Doggone it. Yes, I want to start here. I found this. So it's going to be a two-parter. We're 2 minutes early. So I request that all those that do give a salute. I salute you. Cannabis can't, my friend. Hemp and cannabis can't save the world. And that fly got high. Woo-hoo. Let's see here. This is from Alex Kerr up in Tacoma, Washington. And I'm going to have to click see more. But no, come on. I'm just kidding. Did I finish my jokes? Okay. The following, oh no, I just tripped myself on my tongue. Let me try again. There's Allison Fay. She was a guest of mine. She's posting right now in Knowledge is Power. If you're on Facebook, go check that out. Allison is awesome. There's just so many awesome people. I hate social media at this point right now that it is so overwhelming to try to keep up, but I do the best I can to be able to speak relevantly to the topic at hand. All right, let me go. This is the 420 report from the Buzz Beaver. And thank you, Jenny, for continuing the upkeep to that page, the Buzz Beaver on Facebook. Stop in and check out your cannabis news and information and some funny stuff. So let me read this from Alex. To understand the plant as an evolutionary gift will end prohibition. The seed shell carries a protein with powerful anti-neuroplastic activities. The seed, these are some words that I'm going to have some hard times with here. A-C-H-E-N-E, the seed, acne. And oil provides GLA, which our body turns into CLA. I'll copy and paste all this over to Freedom's Network. Maybe you can get past my poor vocabulary here and enunciation on these and make better sense for it. But that'll come. Okay. So, but anyways, it's for uses as cholesterol, hormones, and endocannabinoids. I can say that word. Sublingual and suppository hemp seed oil activates the vagus nerve and removes stored toxin. The trace THC available in any form of cannabis vegetation acts as an anti-inflammatory in the broadest of spectrums. By lowering the amount of fat needed for the body's own cannabinoids, you can reduce the amount of prostaglandins created in the process. The liver processes dietary THC into 1,1-OH-THC, an acidic cannabinoid, which is active at GPR55, although it is psychoactive. If you eat excessive lipids without properly expanding them through exercise, the body creates excessive lipid tissue stores. This slows down metabolism. In the same way, consuming too much of the exogenous cannabinoids creates a burden for the body to create more receptors, as the anandamide, which is naturally created for your receptors, is switched back to a fatty acid. The prostaglandins build up. By only eating the cannabis you need, a few leaves each browsing session, you reduce natural and I hate not being able to say something right. No, I don't. The levels anyways, which with the prostaglandins, and keep the immune system tip top for the best metabolism and liver processing hormones normally. In summary, dietary use, the way animals use the plant, provides trace THC, which activates all of the body's CB1 receptors, matures the immune system's dendritic cells, neuroprotective, and adaptogenic at COX-2, increases neural blood flow, hepatoprotective, reduces inflammatory prostaglandins, and proliferates healthy tissue via ERK signaling. Terpenes, especially beta-carophylline, are active at CB2, mood stabilizing, promote neurogenesis, and maintain stem cell health. As a mere one-day-old sprout without detectable cannabinoids, cannaflavin forms to inhibit prostaglandins and other inflammatory metabolites. As a 12-day microgreen acidic phytocannabinoid-rich hemp grass may be the best oral health dentifrice. The young taproot fiber creates butyric acid in the gut. Corporate use of the flower causes a reduction in blood flow to the brain, dulls the immune system response to proliferating tissues, burdens the liver with exogenic compounds. As Dr. Beal says, we are optimizing every cell in the body with the raw plant. Thanks. I tell you what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to bring it over to Freedom's Network. So for what I really just tore up and trying to pronounce, you can see there and not try to figure it out what it was. And if you want to do any research on some of these compounds and how they interact and further more this here. Thanks, Flash, by the way, for the likes over there and acknowledging them in our post. And okay, come on, paste. And post. There it is. And if you're on freedomsnetwork.com, you'll be able to see that. Vin E. posted it. That's me. Thanks, thanks, Flash. That was you just liking them. Acknowledging them. Okay. And now back to our program. There's that. Pardon. And here's one of these is not relevant. It's blasé. It's past. That looks like yesterday. So I think this one was it. Yeah, this is one. This is from www.maryjane.com. This is an older post. I don't recall if I seen a date. I'm waiting for it to open. But there's some information in here that was pertinent. So I'll bring that around. Yeah, so here we go. Now, back in 2012, and remember that was an election with Obama to be reelected. So there was a lot of voter turnout that you might say the left is more apt to care for cannabis than some of the right, but that's not always true either. So I got to be careful with the blanket statements. But anyways, it was I thought it was 52 to 48. They say 51% to 49% margin as a similar proposal was rejected. I think that's a wrong number. I think it's 48 and 52. But it was very interesting that it was that close. And this comes from Mike Adams. That was back September 27th when he wrote this of this year, 2016. And he is a contributing writer for Mary Jane. He also writes for High Times Magazine and Cannabis Now. You can follow him on Twitter if you'd like to get twitted. Adams Soup. At Adams Soup. All together. And Mike Adams on Facebook. Mike Adams 73. Let me scroll back up here if I can remember what it was I was looking at. It's not so long, so. See, Jimmy Keston also commented on Kate's. I'm going to interrupt myself. I'm going to, because I don't want to miss that. I'll get too far buried in notifications otherwise. So I've done that anyways. I can come back. Where was I? Over here. Right? Yes. So a month ago, a recent poll suggests that voters in the land of opportunity, let's see, used to be on the license plate here in Arkansas. I think it was. Yeah, way, maybe back in the 70s. I don't remember. Anyways, okay. So they're not too enthusiastic about the prospect of legalizing a medical marijuana program. In fact, the two sides are almost equally divided when it comes to whether they will or will not support a ballot measure in the upcoming election at legalizing cannabis for medical purposes. The latest Talk Business and Politics Hendricks College survey. Hendricks College is in Conway, I guess maybe 50 odd miles from where I live. And it was, conducted earlier this week, finds Arkansas voters are not sure, not even sure whether medical marijuana is something they care to see happen. But if they do decide to vote in favor of a proposal to bring legal weed to the state, most of them, 49, intend to side with the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment, a proposal brought to the table by Little Rock attorney David Couch. This second initiative, the Arkansas Medical Cannabis Act, isn't nearly as popular. The poll suggests that 53% of the voters plan to oppose the measure, while only 36% say they will give their full support. Pollster said the latest results show that Arkansans, which is a dirty word. Why would you say Arkansan? This is Arkansas. It's like Illinois is not Illinois. So is Arkansans? No, it's Arkansas. You're Arnarchy. Just not try to church it up, okay? We don't need to Yankee-fy our words down south. So Arkies ain't at all a bit confused about the two compelling medical marijuana ballot measures. Arkansas voters do appear to distinguish between the two medical marijuana proposals, according to our survey, said the TBNP's Robbie Brock. With legal challenges, remaining high-profile opposition and the possibility of national groups spending money in support of the issue, these proposals may be the most contested on the November ballot. And then I'm going to go over here. So there was Proposition 6 and Proposition 7. Here's that for you. And let me kill that one. And let me go over here to this. This comes from ArcTimes.com, Arkansas Blog Archives. Arkansas Supreme Court kills an initiated act for medical marijuana for insufficient petition signatures. Now, get this. I believe this was yesterday they did this. How many? I think the numbers are in this article. Early voting, those votes were tossed out for people that had already voted in favor of 7. Which was more favorable to the individual, allowing them to grow their own plant legally. But anyway, so the Arkansas, what's the date? 10/27, yesterday. Where'd you go? Okay, so the Arkansas Supreme Court yesterday ruled that the initiated act issue 7 to allow medical marijuana failed to qualify for the ballot for deficiencies in signature gatherings and votes on it will not be counted. Okay, it disallowed more than 12,000 signatures, enough to leave the petition drive 2,465 signatures short of the 67,877 needed. So, Chief Justice Howard Brill and Justice Paul Danielson dissented from the decision written by Justice Karen Baker. Joining Baker were Justices Joe Hart, Rhonda Wood, Robin Wine, and Courtney Goodson. That leaves a single medical marijuana initiative on the ballot November 8th, a constitutional amendment that would allow for profit dispensaries, for-profit dispensaries regulated by the State Alcohol Beverage Control Division. Melissa Fultz, who worked several years on the effort on a shoestring, said on Facebook after the ruling that they would seek a rehearing from the court, but these are rarely granted, she added. So she says, at the moment, we're still reeling, and until we have more information, please continue to vote for both issues. It's not a waste of vote as far as how this is working. The one that got the most votes was the one that was going to be put in, which unfortunately, because of the Bible Belt and the undereducation of the cannabis and the hemp plant, most people would favor this tight regulation by government, which that then you get an adulterated form, as we had read in that that Facebook post from Alex, if was able to make any sense of my reading of it. Anyways, so she says also, we cannot allow them to railroad us with big money. We had volunteers work tirelessly with little or no money, yet they bring in nearly $1 million and buy their way back to the ballot and buy us off the ballot. Here's the opinion. Kara Benkin, a supporter of decriminalizing marijuana, filed the lawsuit challenging the petitions. Supporters of the act, see here, although it should be decriminalized, you know, we're getting flack here. I don't oppose nor support legalization. Legalization is just, as it's showing here, is corralling the plant. Free the weed, my friend. Free the weed. So continuing, Kara filed that lawsuit. Supporters of the act noted that her complaint replied on information developed by the backers of the marijuana amendment, a political fact that could discourage some marijuana supporters for voting for the remaining issue six. And that's true, because this is like, look, we're putting this in the, you know, what's going to be the price of that? Is insurance going to pay for it? I mean, are you going to go pay $50 a gram for a plant? Do you comprehend the wealth that is stolen by this? The same drug wars, the opium wars, cocaine wars. You know, people are making a lot of money, and this is the war that is on us. There's a lot to that one might discuss and discern about, you know, the ills and of drugs, but most certainly, it looks to me like history has proven that any type of prohibition of anything is detrimental to society. It creates great evils beyond the evils that come from certain illicit drugs and cannabis. I mean, come on, how much weed have you ever smoked? And when you go back to the actual using it and ingesting it and all those extra benefits. But hey, what if you just wanted to catch a buzz, man? What's wrong with that? You know, why? Budweiser can't make no money. American beer sucks anyways. I prefer a good dark German beer. They got some pretty good ales in New England. But anyways, I digress. Anyways, here's more of that. Let me just bring it to you. Wow. Yeah, even with all my stammering and flammering, I've almost gone through 2 hours, even though it's not going to be that in the archive, since some idiot forgot to push record for 30 minutes. Hey, sock puppet. welcome. Now, I wonder where I'd be. I'm just scrolling back here a little bit in chat. Grammy's good about keeping up with the chat. Oh, man, that don't look good. Huda says at the end of the show that Vinny is neck deep in ashes. I'm intrigued. Let me welcome back, Road. There's Road Dog. Come back. So he says it's all a show. Do, do, do. Yeah, circus part of Bread and Circus is Senate Grimner. And I think we're probably talking about the selection of and Trump Clinton 2016 making America great together, and you get a free potholder. A potholder in every kitchen. That'll help you hold them quesadillas. Quesadillas. Well, está muy bueno. We don't like that wall, Mr. Trump. Tear down that wall. And, of course, what would Ronald Reagan have to say if were he alive today? Mr. Trump, tear down that wall. Don't build that wall. Huh. It's kind of funny how we can go over and tell some other folks to tear down a wall. Rightly so, but yet we want to clamor to build our own. You think it's to keep anybody out? I'm thinking more to keep us in. There's Hans. Where'd Hans go? Hans? But no, he's Judge Dredd from now on. yeah, Huda says this Vinny guy has turrets of the thumb. I stutter with my fingers too. Oh my. Pretty funny. I'm trying to I still don't get this neck deep in ashes there, Huda. Let's say here. Can you tell me more about what that go? Raccoons. Ah, that is funny. I need raccoons to press the button. I do. Hey, Circle Line. Glad you're here. Vote harder. Vote harder. Beg louder. Hope more. One day will government will bow. What's a falafel? A falafel. A falafel. Grimner says, if you're smoking a joint in the kitchen, Vinny, you're a potholder in the kitchen. Hey, that's good. I didn't think about that. So, hey, hi, Chloe. Where am I now? Where am I today? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I'd found real love. No, real news. No, I'm not a newsy guy. La 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 la. Oh, I opened this up. That's right. Oh, that was a little private post. Happy birthday to Clint Daly. That's Kate's husband. So yeah, he'd have to be a pretty great guy, I think. I don't know him, and have only interacted with Kate on several occasions and a chat, and my acclamations again to her. What a great gal. Well, let's, I don't want to run out of time. I don't want to run out of time, right? I guess if I run over, I'm not running out of time. I've got all the time in the world till 6 p.m. But no, daggett. Kate's coming up here at the top of the hour, and we don't want to miss that. This is what I want to do. Is I want to go to Kira's page. I love this girl to death. And I understand. No, don't be hating. There's some good people I see posting right now. Jessica, Phoenix Jordan, Selena. She's over in Eastern Europe. There's some other folks. And here I am. Oh, got her. There she is. Tall, hot chick, Kira Young. She's at Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast right here on reallibertymedia.com, rlmradio.xyz. It's pretty easy. Easy. Hey, that's me. It's easy. I said that pretty easily, didn't I? Hey, I just said me. Boom, 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 boom. So, yeah, listen, a couple of the water protectors got arrested yesterday. And once I get this thing to scrolling, 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 keep them doggies scrolling, eat them up, hit them out, move them in, move them out. Come on, move for me, please. I hope you like singing. I can imagine Grimner, that's what you call that? Okay. If you can't laugh with me, laugh at me. If this thing would ever move. Kara, you're stuck. I'm trying to scroll her down. Bum ba da da bum bum. La da 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 da. Da 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 da. Hours for the day. I didn't need no welfare stays. Everybody pulled away. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. I think I went out of order there. I'm trying to get this thing to move for me. Come on, come on. I wish I'd had a second breakfast about now. If I can get a little cooperation, it's just spinning, 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 spinning. Come on now. There you go. You moved a little bit. Maybe if I'm gentle. Come on. Come on. Hey, the Klamath Basin Camp, I reckon they'd be from Northern California or Southern Oregon. They're at the Standing Rock. I can see that right there. If the rest of this would kindly cooperate. Come on. Erg. It's only moving a little bit at a time. So that post, Thomas H. Joseph II, he was a guest with Kira more than once. Kira Young for WordPress. You also find her with the same search on YouTube. For her archives, she also plays her past cast play right here on rlmradio.xyz. I'm afraid that it's a conspiracy against this post of yours, Kira. I don't want to talk about. I think maybe eventually, let me just leave it alone. Let me let it rest. I'll come back over here to chat for a minute. Hey, Cowboy. Cowboy Tech. There's another one of great, great people that helps make things happen. Appreciate all your help, Cowboy Tech. And he's one of the Oregonian folks. He lives up yonder. Some of the same neck of the woods as a lot of listeners here and at UCY.TV. And Lonnie lives up there. Hal lives up yonder. Scrolling down. Oh, boy. Wait a minute. Hey, am I connected again? Let me hit a test in here. What's up? What's up? What's up? So I got kicked. And Kira's still over there spinning away. Dog Narbit. Help me. I'm going to pause this for a moment till I can get this caught up again. All right. So I was not able to pull all this together to adequately cover this. So let me work on it more for the DARPA, the No Dakota Access Pipeline protest. That there were some of Kira's guests had been arrested. UNPA, and Now I got to get way back up there. I'm sorry. I distracted myself. Anyways, we'll do that more where I can do a little more justice to covering that. And so next week, next Friday, we're going to be doing War is God, subtitled Bound by Duty. So I've basically been running kind of like a war type theme here, just looking at the different types of war that that occupy us. Even if we don't want to be in it, even if we're not in it, or let me say, if it's not in us, we're still in it, or something like that. Anyways, thanks, Kira. And I am going to remind you all again, Kate Daly, Fox, was it 1450 up in St. George, Utah. I'm going to go catch that broadcast while I'm killing this one and recording it. And stay tuned, 6 p.m. Central Time tonight. It's Grammy's Rocket Chair blasting off. Demon A-Trax is going to play some weird music 2 hours later. And then, hey, Freaker Friday. That's it. Freaker's Ball, Grimner and Moose Girl. Y'all stick around. And au revoir. I'm killing this.